Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. These are the words of Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which is entitled Meri Moj Ye Gham Be Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai, Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai, Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai, Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Samandar ka sahil, paharon ka daman. Samandar ka sahil, paharon ka daman. Bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, paharon ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Nahi khatm hoti hai mujhe musalsal, nahi khatm hoti hai mujhe musalsal, mere bahar gham ka kinara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Koi kashti ye gham ka hai na khuda bhi, koi kashti ye gham ka hai na khuda bhi, meri moje gham be sahara nahi hai. Koi kashti ye gham ka hai na khuda bhi, koi kashti ye gham ka hai na khuda bhi, meri moje gham be sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Meri moj gham be sahara nahi hai. The title of the poetry dictated by Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah wa rahmatan wasi'a is that the waves of the love that I have in my heart for Almighty Allah. Be-Sahara nahi hai. It is not out of control. It is not that there is not a support behind it. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. First he says, O Allah, besides you there is no support, there is no pala, there is no help, there is no one who we can recline, who we can put our trust. Allah, it is only you. When a person goes to sleep at night, one of the sunnah du'as that is taught, when a person's eyes will close, he did put on his alarm. But he knows anything can happen at night. At that time, what a du'a he reads, that, oh Allah, I place you behind me. And when a person wakes up and he is told to leave his house, now his eyes are wide awake. Perhaps he has put his gun also in his holster. But before leaving the house again, he will read, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah. That one who can leave understanding besides Allah, there is no support. And who can close his eyes understanding besides Allah, there is no support. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Allah, besides you, there is no one for us. Allah is the one who makes people laugh. Allah is the one who makes people cry. Allah is the one who gives health. Allah is the one who gives sickness. Shifa comes from Allah. Imtihan comes from Allah. Reward comes from Allah. Allah is the creator of Jannah. Allah is the creator of Jahannam. There is nothing but Allah. It is just that my heart and your heart must understand that Allah, for us, there is none but you. Samandar ka sahil paharo ka daman. This will be understood if you are standing ever. Samandar ka sahil means at the shore of the ocean. Paharo ka daman, and behind you is the edge of the mountain. It could be a beautiful sight when you are there and you say, what a wonderful sight. Or it could be like you Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and behind you is Fir'aun. And on the one side is the high mountains where you can't go anywhere else. And on the other side in front of you is the waves of the mighty ocean. In both conditions, whether it's a fitna of ease and comfort, whether it's a fitna of darra, musibat, difficulty. What a lesson he gives. He says, whatever my condition is, O Allah, whether I'm at the edge of the ocean, and on the side of me is the high mountain, and I'm with my friends, and we're all together. At that time, it's also an exam in this world. And at that time, Allah Tabarakala gave us the example, be like Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he looked at what and what Allah had given him. Then at that time, he said, liyabluwani, that this is also an exam from Allah. He wants to test me, will I make shukr, or will I make kufr? Because sometimes the people fail more in the imtihan of ease, than they fail in the imtihan of difficulty. There's a time of difficulty, when difficulty comes, even that man who never went to the masjid, if he hears a bayan is taking place, he'll go for the bayan. But when the time of ease comes, that's when pride grips a person. That he's enjoying the ocean, he's enjoying the mountains, and he says, there is none but me. He says, whether you are in the times of goodness, or whether you are in the times of difficulty. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also had the mountains on his side. And he said, Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. There are times when people see difficulty, they forget Allah. There are times when people see ease, they forget Allah. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib taught us, what a poem. He said, Samandar ka sahil, when you are at the edge of the waters, paharo ka daman, and behind you is the mountain. Whether it's good conditions or bad conditions, bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Besides that Allah, besides that cry to our Creator, there is no support for anyone. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. How beautiful it is that you're looking at those waters. Have you ever seen the waves of the ocean coming to an end? They will just come one after the other, one after the other. The exams of this world will come one after the other. It will either be the exams of ease, and you will just see another door, and another door, and another door opening. Or it will be the exams of difficulty. Where the person says, how much more am I going to be tested? There will be one wave, they can call it a wave of COVID, or a wave of after COVID, wave after wave. But then he says, but don't we in our heart also have waves? He says, the waves that was within my heart, that will also never come to an end. He's speaking of the waves of the love of Almighty Allah. That your waves will carry on coming, my waves are also there. Nahi khatam hoti hai mujhe musalsal. The continuous waves of the love of Almighty Allah, that He is not going to stop. May Allah bless us with such waves. Mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. He says, oh ocean, when I look at you from this side, I see like you have ended in the ending. Going far, your waters go far, but you have come to an end. That's why I'm standing on the shore. He says, but the waves within me of the love of Almighty Allah, that has no shore. The waves that within me of the love of Almighty Allah, that has no shore. Meaning, oh ocean of the world, you can come with what you want. But this is very high. He thought, Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say a lot of times, that we don't ever make da'wah, but we have been taught to make du'a. We don't ever make da'wah a claim that we can stand up against anything. He said, but we have been taught to make du'a. That with du'a, my Allah can allow me to stand up against anything. He says, the waves within me, that have no shore. Koi kashti e gham ka hai na khuda bhi. But how beautiful. You got such an ocean that got no shore. But when you look at our normal ocean, we make shukr that it got a shore. Because if those waves never stopped where it stopped, it would devastate, destroy everything. Now if my waves got no shore, and I have to go mad in the love of Almighty Allah, and because of which I ignore the rights of everyone around me, and I have no time for anyone, I am just wild. He says, my waves got no shore, but they are not wild waves. He says, koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi. And there is one who is steering this boat of the love of Almighty Allah. The first one that is steering this boat, may Allah tabarak ta'ala make for all of us, it is the Zat of Almighty Allah. The love of Almighty Allah is the only love in the world. That anyone else you fall in love, you will have to steer your own boat towards that one. That one can't save you when the waves come, because that one will also be drowning. So if the boulder hits that ship, where you go, the one who you were going towards will either drown with you, or they'll get involved with somebody else. There is one love in the world, where the one that we are moving towards, that Zat is the one steering the boat of. That is the Zat who is the creator of the ice, who is the creator of the water. It is the one Zat who will never allow the ship to sink, because He is the one in charge of the ship. And then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has created a Nabi would come. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the final Nabi. That was the one to steer the ship. And then every Nabi would have Khulafa, Vicegerents. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala created Ulama and Mashayikh. That Ulama and Mashayikh were meant that when a person got this intense now desire to change his love and find Almighty Allah, then he was also told that make sure this boat of yours of the love of Allah, it has a captain and the vicegerent of the captain. Without that captain and the vicegerent of the captain, you will fall into bid'at. You will fall into breaking the rights of others. It will have to be steered. If there is no one to steer, you will be hitting. What a boat we have. The one steering the boat is the Zat of Almighty Allah. And who Allah appointed to look after the boat? Will this boat ever capsize? May Allah Tabarakallah make it that me and you can just stay in this boat. This is the boat of the love of Allah. Meri moj gham be sahara nahi hai. He says, the waves of love of Almighty Allah which I am enjoying, it is not out of control. It is not without His support. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aapka hai. Nahi aapka jo hamara nahi hai. Finally, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah. He says that what is the sign that you have now entered the boat? He says, look at the people around you. And then you will know whether you are in the right boat. He says, Akhtar is that, with that group, for he has become the fida, the lover of those Allah who are yours. And the one who is not yours Allah, then he is not Akhtar also. The one who is yours Allah, then he is mine. Meaning, Hazrat Hakim Sahib says that I am fida for that person. Look at the people in the boat around you and you will know what boat you are on. One dua we read in the time of dua yaqunut, وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. That Allah, those that are transgressors against you, we just leave them. So some people would ask the ulama that my son is a very big transgressor. Now he has fallen into drugs. I just want to kick him out of the house. I read it in the dua, نَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. Ulama would explain so beautifully that as long as you don't feel that boy in the house is going to destroy the whole house, you'll have to keep him by. So then what is this meaning that the one who's a transgressor, I leave him? That transgressor is that sokka idol that we have put in our heart. He is the biggest transgressor. وَنَسْرُكُ اللَّهِ I push him out now. It is that star who we have always called a star. He is in our heart. He is the biggest transgressor. It is that man with millions of friends who we always wished, I wish I can be like him. He is that transgressor. Raghim Sahib says, Allah, the one who is not yours, he is not mine. And the one who is yours, Allah, I am fida. May Allah tabarakala bless us all that we can find this ocean of the love of Almighty Allah in this majalis. Inshallah, now we will call Morana Musayyab al-Arifin. Morana graduated in the madrasa. Morana is from America. What an amazing time we saw a few months ago when looting took place. People from South Africa were trying to book to move to America. And that time, Morana and them were trying to book to come to South Africa. Some people were running for the dunya, some people were running for the deen. May Allah tabarakallah make all of us, we only run for our deen.